Hello and welcome to another segment of Open House here on Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker. I'll be your host today, and we have brought two of the most wonderful individuals from our community to share with you about our Adams County Library System. We have with us Bob Brown right next to me, who is with the public service and programming for the library. And aside of him is, I like to say, our very own Kathleen Pratt, who has is a friend of not only the library, but of community media. And Kathleen is a trustee on the board of the Adams County Library.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, so good to be here.
Yes. So, you know, you think of a library as you grew up, and you think of going to the library, going to the Dewey Decimal System, finding a book, going to get your book, and reading it, signing it out, the bookmobile. I remember the bookmobile. But that's not what the library is anymore, is it?
No, it's so many more things than just that. We still have the books. We still have the nonfiction and so forth. We no longer have the card catalog, but we have a very robust electronic system that you can search for what you're looking for. And it doesn't just stop at the books. We have DVDs. We have audiobooks. We have the library of things. Just so many opportunities. And beyond the materials that you can check out, we have so much wonderful programming that happens at the library system, not just for children, but for adults as well.
So the library exists not only to provide books and media, but it's there actually to connect with the individual and help them grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bob, I know you've got so much great things to say.
That's okay, go for it.
But if I can just jump in for a second to say, really, the library is the heart center of a community. It really is. Because the library, our libraries, those are spaces for all people to come and enjoy and use, whether they're learning while they're there or just having experiences. And Bob, you speak so much more eloquently than I do about all of this, but it's really a heart center of our community.
Absolutely. I talk about Adams County as the crown of Pennsylvania. No, and every one of our organizations is a gem. And the Adams County Library is that one gem that is able to pull in all the other organizations together to connect people to the other organizations.
Mm-hmm. And connection is a very important word when you look at the library. So the library is a place where people who have, they can go and meet other individuals who have the same heart interests. It's a point of contact for the community to meet, share, and actually organize.
Whoa, absolutely.
Well, it is. I mean, our libraries have community spaces for groups to be able to use to hold meetings or offer presentations, whether it's to their groups or to the greater community. We were talking earlier, even startup businesses may not know where to begin in holding short business meetings. You can use one of our spaces in one of our branches. I mean, when we say that it's really a space for all in the community, it truly is.
Yeah, when we talk about spaces, it's really a third space. It's not home and it's not work. It's another place to come together, whether it's one or two people that are coming together to talk about things, whether it's a group of people that are coming to see story time, whether it is people starting a business or, they have an idea that's something they want to start in the community. So they get one of our rooms and they sit down and they plan it out. It really is a place to come together to grow, to be all that they can be.
To advocate and support each other.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the nice thing is the library is more than the facilities you have in Gettysburg, as you said. You have points of contact. And I like how you refer to them as points of contact throughout the community. Here at New Oxford, you have one in Littlestown, and more, right? I mean,
Ray, we're proud to say we have six branches. We have six. I wanted to say this. I love my daily commute. I love driving by the Littlestown branch because on the sidewalk, there's always a sign saying, here's what's happening at this branch. And it's so exciting. I mean, our libraries, again, they're a hub of every community in which they serve. And we are very proud to have six of them.
And the nice thing also is that at these locations, there are, I'm going to use the word clubs, but there's activities that people can get involved in. For example, I think you have a knitting group that meets on a regular basis in East Berlin, I think it is.
Oh, it's not just in East Berlin. There is a fiber knitting group almost at every branch. And what I like to always say is we have one of the rarest, most hidden books on the face of the earth. Can you guess what it is?
I cannot guess.
It is called The What's Happening.
Oh.
Not many people know about The What's Happening, but it comes out quarterly. And in this booklet, it tells you everything that's going on at all the branches, from crafting to exploring home ownership and the insurance that goes along with it, to elder care, to Medicare 101, to health programs. Everything and anything you can think of is in this booklet. And I always challenge people, pick one up or go to our website and take a look at it, because it's not just at Gettysburg. It's not just at New Oxford. It's at all of the branches.
And this comes out quarterly?
Quarterly. So our spring one just released. And it happens to be our celebrating 80 years. We are 80 years old. Mm-hmm. Back in January 6th, is that correct?
So we're looking at 80, and it is really exciting to be 80. And it's also really exciting to think about moving into this 21st century. Mm-hmm. You know, in Gettysburg, we're looking at building our very first purpose-built library. And that's exciting. So you may all know that the building that we're in right now is a federal building. It was not built to be a library. It is a beautiful building, no doubt, on the outside. On the inside, we need a little bit more intention for what a 21st century library can do. So as we turn 80, we're so excited to really poise ourselves for the next 80 years. It's just such an exciting time. And thank you for talking about what's happening. This is fantastic. And I really thought you were going to say some book that I'm like, oh my gosh, I should know a rare book. I don't know.
I was thinking about.
So I'm glad to know it was this.
Yeah, I was thinking about a book that dealt with knitting the oldest book.
I always say it's the best kept secret in Adams County. It's the What's Happening.
It's fantastic, and I'm glad you mentioned that for folks who, for whatever reason, don't get into the physical branches regularly, all of this is found online too. So please do take a look on our website for what's happening. And you will find things at the branch closest to you. You'll find things at branches that maybe you drive a little bit to or take public transportation to.
But don't you offer things that are virtual?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it's amazing that the board and the people working for the library are so highly qualified, and that you have brought the traditional library into the digital age. Not only do you provide the services for people to come to the library in the traditional sense, connecting the library in a non-conditional to provide the chance to connect with others that have the same interests and a place to do that, but you have the opportunity for the people to stay at home and be connected to the community.
Absolutely. And for those folks who want books and they don't want to read a book online, we have something called Library by Mail, where you can sign up and have library books delivered to your house. Read them, put them back in the bag, and mail them back. In the What's Happening, there is a section for virtual. Make sure to check it out. Other digital things that many people don't realize we have something called Canopy, which is a streaming service of movies and children's programming. We just started it, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 months ago. You get like 20 tickets a month, and you sign up with your library card, you create a new account, and you can watch it, and it's free. It's a streaming service that's free if you have a library card. And the library cards are free.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you can probably get them online.
Oh, yes. You can go online and request the library card.
And, Ray, can I go back to something that you said earlier? And I want to touch on this for a minute. You know, I believe from a trustee vantage point, I believe, and I know for certain, that we have got the best of the best as far as people who are staff and administrators of our library system. We've got the best. And we were talking just now about technology, but we've got innovative people who are constantly innovating. And we don't sit still. You know, the days that I think are imaginary for people, that libraries are like quiet, dusty places, I don't know, maybe that existed, I don't really know, but certainly does not exist today. We are always innovating, we're a vibrant hub, and it's really exciting to sit here next to Bob, because I know you do so much that's really impressive. And we've got, again, the best of the best there.
And the library is here to help people become the best version of themselves
exactly.
that they can be.
Exactly.
You know? And people like Bob get the opportunity every day to go to work and do what's closest to their heart. For you, it's theater. It is learning. You're an educator. You're a retired educator.
I'm a retired educator. And the whole piece with the programming and building programming to help people stretch their minds, to learn, to grow, is just wonderful to do. Not just children, not just teens, but people of all ages and walks of life.
You know, we have an awesome, up-to-date, robust, full of vision library system. And we haven't seen anything yet because your board has vision. Can you believe that we have all these places of contact for people to come to because of your vision? But you're also going out and trying to create more points of contact. The idea of the library providing a broadband connection in a community, which there is no purpose other than connect to broadband. That's amazing. I know you have one of those, or a number of them, that you're considering.
Yeah, we do. And I'll say that I feel very fortunate to be one of many board members. I'm one person on a board of really dedicated individuals who are dedicated to our community and to our library system. And the board does have vision. But again, I'm going to go back to the people who are administrators and staff that are really making this work happen and with their innovations and bringing innovations to the board. So I feel like it's a very symbiotic relationship that the trustees have with the staff and administrators. And I really want to be sure, at the risk of repeating myself, to give credit where the credit is due. And it's in people like Bob.
So that's also amazing. You have a work atmosphere where you hire people that you are confident in, that has the talent and the skills and the prestige to, and then you must feel excited because you can come up with these ideas and then go to a board that you know is going to support
absolutely.
These great ideas.
Every day when I wake up, it's like, I can't wait to get into the library. You know, you never know what's going to happen. It's always something, you're going to learn something from the patrons, from the board members, from your colleagues, and all those opportunities, all those points of contact allow you to create other opportunities for people.
And we share that. Community media shares that vision of a thriving, vibrant, and supportive community where we help each other find our full potential. And that's great. Programs and services. Bob, is there any programs and services that we did not talk about that you want to make sure that we let people know?
Oh my gosh, there are so many. What I challenge you to do is to go to our website and go under services. You can log into your library account. If we can't find the book in Adams County or in York County, we can put in an interlibrary loan throughout the state to find the book for you. Then you have something called Cloud Library, where you can read books and magazines online on your mobile device. Canopy, that I spoke about. We have something called Freegal, which is another music program, and it's free. You know, there's so many of them. So I challenge people to go to the website, take a look under services, and also take a look under digital resources, because another thing that we have is this whole section called digital resources. So if you have a 14, 15-year-old who's getting ready to start driving, there's a place on there where you can take practice tests for the driver's class.
I'm just going to bounce aside here for a minute and just... you know, we're very lucky to have individuals like you, Robert, that you were a teacher in the Gettysburg School District for 15-some years, and then at the college you were part of working at the Majestic Theater, and now you're giving your talents and your skills to the library. And Kathleen, you like Robert, are involved in many things, in education and marketing. And also, you serve on the as a trustee on this board and were part of the Gettysburg School District Board.
I was a board member, yes, that's right, 2017 to 2021.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they're going to ask you to do it again.
Well, I've been asked by many people to do it again.
Yeah,
so we will see.
You're so good.
There's a lot of good work to be done.
So I just have to, you know, when we look at two individuals like you all, you've been giving back and making a better community in many ways for many years. And you're doing a great job at the library. Can you remember your first experience at the Adams County Library?
I can remember it so clearly. I really can. So thank you for indulging me and asking me this question. I think it's just fun to reminisce. We moved to Gettysburg 26 years ago, my husband Mark and I, and we had a 2-year-old and a second child due any week at that moment, and came on a Sunday. That Tuesday morning, I took my 2-year-old where? To story time at the Gettysburg Library. And I will tell you, in that moment, I knew that we had found home. And I mean it so sincerely. And to this day, some of my closest friends are people that I actually met that first Tuesday, all these years later. But the library, to someone who, like me, was coming from a different place and didn't know anyone here, no family connections, that just immediately felt like home to me. And so I feel like the library it has such a special place in my heart. And so when I talk about the library, our libraries, all six of them, when I talk about them being heart centers of our community, those aren't just pretty words that I'm saying. I really mean that sincerely.
Mm-hmm. I cannot get over being overwhelmed with the Adams County Library System. You know, you provide an opportunity for us to be connected to the community, from being an infant to being an elder. There is nothing like going to a story time. I had the experience of going to my grandchild's story time at Littlestown Library. Caitlin, my oldest daughter, invited us. And she never misses story time. It's on her calendar. I don't know if there's a cost to do it or not. If it is, it's minimal. It's probably offered at all of your branches or somewhat. And this is something that you could be providing for your young people that would just be immersive in the sound, in vision, in interacting with other individuals and other parents coming together. So Kathleen, I can understand and relate to the experience that you had coming to this community. We should have anybody that comes to our community have to go to story time. just to realize that. And
they would never leave. They would just stay in our community. But Ray, I will tell you, story time is free, and just about
everything is free.
Activity and program is free. I can't think of anything that we charge for.
We do not charge for anything. It's free. So price of admission, your library card. Mm-hmm. Programs, you don't even need a library card. Just come.
And this is what a thriving community does. So you have that for the youth. So let's move up. What do you have for teens?
Bob, do you want to speak to that?
Sure. We have many things for the teens. Again, it's in the what's happening, and you can look at it. Harbaugh Thomas has a very robust teen program. They actually have a room where they can get on computers and do gaming and so forth. At the Gettysburg branch, we have things where they can play Dungeons and Dragons, or they just get together in a safe space. There are book clubs. And for teens, the big thing is a safe space where they can just talk with their friends and feel comfortable talking.
Yeah, and know that they belong. Yeah. They belong in this space.
They have a voice.
And they do have a voice.
They have a voice.
Yeah.
And this is a healthy community, having a healthy place for our youth to go to. And then I'm sure you have something between youth and teens, and you have something from teens to young adults, and you actually probably have things for the elderly.
We have something for everybody.
There you go.
We have something for everybody. There's so many things that, you know, it's kind of like one of those moments where you draw a blank, but there are Medicare 101 programs. There are elder care programs that you can go and find out information, whether it's for yourself or for your parent. There are programs that are meant for people that are history buffs or like to do crafts. We do a lot of intergenerational work, so we'll have programs that are meant for people of all ages to come together. We'll have like a craft day. Crafter afternoon, and people come and they, you know, adults are working side by side with 5-year-olds making a craft.
That's awesome. Are you a crafter?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Kathleen?
I admire crafters. I do. But no, I'm sad to say these hands don't quite make crafts. I really admire that. Mm-hmm.
So you have exhibits that you do. You have
At the Gettysburg Ranch, we have a few exhibits a year, at least one, sometimes two. We have one coming up here, I think it's March 10th through April 15th-ish, and it's on immigration. And it takes place with the 1890s to 1924, and they are focusing on the health care of the immigrants that came into country during that time. It's created by, I want to make sure I get this right, National Library of Medicine. So that'll be coming, yeah, and it is March 10th is the first date for it.
Okay. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought that up, the National Library of Medicine, because, you know, we're not in a bubble here. We don't just exist within ourselves. I mean, we are connected to the greater world outside of our 6-branch service area, which is pretty exciting. So we also bring the world to us.
And not only that, though, you coordinate with a lot of local organizations on different events and different initiatives.
Absolutely. We couldn't do the programming, whether it's for children, teens, young adults, olders, without the many organizations throughout the community. Adams County Office of Aging helps us out. Healthy Adams County will help us out. The Literacy Council will do presentations and so forth. And then independent groups will come along. Keystone Elder Law will come and do a program. So you name it, it's out there. We have coming up, thanks to Barley Snyder, we will have a baseball program, and a person from the Harrisburg Senators will be coming down to talk about their baseball program for an evening. But it's because of the community that we're able to do the programming that we do.
And Bob, that's a home run.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself.
Well, do you want to share anything on partnerships?
Because actually, I don't know that I can share much more. I mean, that I think you spoke so eloquently to that. But I'll say that, you know, we talk about a thriving and healthy community, and in large part, it's in those partnerships. So I'm looking at you as I'm talking to you, and I'm seeing your head moving. Well, your head is moving so well because you've got a neck supporting it, and your neck can do what it does because it's got a back and shoulders supporting it. And that's really all of us in our community, and these partnerships that we build with each other really create this one really thriving and healthy entity, which is our community.
I just thought of another one that's really important that is kind of hidden. WellSpan collaborates with us to provide blood pressure machines that you can actually check out from the library, and once a quarter, personnel from WellSpan will come to the library and do blood pressure checking.
Cool.
So,
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And there is a place where you have treadmills, so you could read while you read. I mean, you could walk while you read or run while you
read. Do not
I'm not aware of
have
that.
A treadmill,
okay,
but,
wait, so that's kind of like this greatest
That's a great idea.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's actually a great idea. We'll have to get on that.
That is a great idea.
Yeah,
that's
I just had this
idea.
Vision. I mean, but anyhow, you have high-speed
even. But wait a second. I'm seriously, that is a great idea. And I would say this is an open invitation to anyone in our community. Bring us your great ideas.
Yes, and when we say bring us your great ideas, the best place to bring them is to the circulation desk where we're sitting. You know, if you think of something or you're somebody who wants to do a program, let us know. You know, I will be the first one. I will sign you on the dotted line before you walk out of the library if you say you want to do a program.
And they can get a hold of you online also.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, just on the website though?
They can contact us. I think it's under contact us on the far right side of the website, and just put in what you're looking for, what you have to offer,
and
somebody will get back to you.
Have we already talked about third spaces?
Well, we touched on that a little bit.
Yeah, and the library is definitely a third space. It used to be malls were your third space, where the teenagers or the adults or the older people would go walking.
Yes.
You know, and indoor malls are falling by the wayside. So libraries are kind of picking up that slack, you know, so you notice the three or four people that'll come in at 9:30 every Thursday, and they'll just sit in the back and have a nice conversation. It's not at home, it's not at work, it's just another place to connect with people.
And the space for your new building, has it been decided yet?
Well, we're so excited about this. And you know, and I will tell you, this is something that has been in the making for years. We've gotten so much support from the community on this pending move for us and the new space, this purpose-built library for the 21st century. And change is hard, but we're hearing from the folks who initially were a little bit concerned about us leaving what is perceived as this historic space, our building on Baltimore Street, for a new space. But as we begin to really talk about this purpose-built library and the accessibility that we'll offer, I mean, honestly, if you drive a car, who doesn't want a beautiful, large, well-lit, safe parking lot? That's going to be exciting. But there's outdoor programming space. There's so much happening.
Yeah, can you imagine a community garden where the community grows their own food with the help of the library, and then we have cooking classes inside when we harvest? I mean, those opportunities are hard to have where we are because we don't really have a green space.
Well, we don't have a green space. We're happy to have a couple of tables outside on the sidewalk, but not quite a green space. So we're really excited about this.
So you're a lot of visionaries. You have a group, a community of visionaries whose goal was to make living here in Adams County a fruitful, supported, advocated life. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Okay, so is there anything that I did not talk about or ask either of you that you would like to bring up now?
The way I would like to just kind of sum up what the Adams County Library System is, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you are on life's journey, the Adams County Library System is a safe space for everyone to come to learn, to grow, and become the best that each individual can become.
It's awesome. Kathleen?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want people to know that we are your home. We are your home. Mm. Any one of our six branches is your space. Our digital resources, that's your space too. If mobility prevents you from coming to one of our spaces, we are here for you. And we look really forward to sharing our purpose-built space in Gettysburg with you several years from now when it's operational.
As you can see, this is another example of individuals in our and organizations within our community who they're very strategic and intentional in their mission. And you know what we're seeing the library do is amazing, and a lot of it comes from the support they have from the community. They're very open to listen to your suggestions. They did a great job of hiring professional, strategic, visionary type of individuals like Robert or Bob here, Bob Brown. And Kathleen, thanks for being on the show with us. Also you, Bob.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for everything you do for the community. And I will guarantee you that the library is not what you think it is. It is more robust and offers a variety of experiences for you to connect to the community. And a connected community is a healthy community. So please support the library, get on the website, see what they have to offer. Donate money, donate time, donate ideas. So thanks for watching this segment of Open House, where we've seen the amazing what the library system is meant to do for our community is to connect us, to have us share what's close to our hearts, and to advocate for each other. So please support them. And until we get a chance to talk again, stay healthy, and remember, you are precious.